Don't you wonder sometimes how we all made it through school? Right? All the drama, the distractions, the days that you couldn't imagine sitting through another class or taking that test.
3x squared y minus sine of x.
Well, imagine what's happening with our kids right now. In these strange days of closed schools and Zoom classrooms, you're probably asking yourself the same thing I am. How are they doing it? The answer is teachers, one of the many professions who are heroes of the pandemic.
I'm Jen Proos, and I am a first grade teacher, a wife, and a mother of two children. I'm an author. I wrote a book. And Nikki is one of my very best friends in the whole wide world.
May is National Teacher Appreciation Month, and I'm guessing right about now, teachers everywhere could use a big hug and a heartfelt thank you from all of us. So I'm starting with Jen. From Wondery, I'm Nikki Boyer, and this is The Daily Smile. I got a smile. Jen and I go way back. Now, she teaches first grade in Encino, California. And with schools shut down during our state's sheltering-in-place order, like teachers all over the world, her classroom is now entirely online. You teach first graders via FaceTime while raising your own two kids at home while your husband's there and trying to juggle all of that. How's that going?
It's going great.
Said no one ever.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, just picture this. Your phone and your computer screen constantly filled with wide-eyed little faces staring back at you for answers, for reassurance, and for help. It just seems overwhelming. And that's exactly what so many teachers are facing right now. And Jen is one of them.
I feel like the kids have to be getting sick of seeing me, you know, like it's just video after video and I'm in the same room. So I'm like trying to do different things. But there's so many things kids deal with on a daily basis and have to overcome. And it's hard to do your schoolwork when you've got a million things on your little mind when you're six.
Jen's journey to become a teacher started back when she was a kid, facing her own challenges in school.
It turns out I have dyslexia, and it wasn't discovered until, gosh, I think I was in 10th grade. So my whole life, I struggled. I thought I was stupid. And then when I found out, and thank God for my mom, who kept telling all the teachers, she's really smart, but there's something else going on. And if it weren't for her perseverance and persistence, I never would have known that I am smart. I just learn differently.
Being a good teacher is extremely challenging. And Jen learned from her students the way they learned best, like the moment she realized one little girl loved music.
We used to go like 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18. It was like, I just started like trying to get a beat down so that something she could kind of remember.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15. I don't even know what comes after that. Wait.
I actually reconnected with her recently. And she said she still sings them when she's trying to multiply by threes and fours.
So what is it like teaching first graders over FaceTime right now from your house? How are you doing it? Do you do multiple people at a time? You're doing one-on-one? Like, set up what your life is like right now.
My partners and I came up with a YouTube channel. So I start my day off shooting some videos for YouTube. I'm living out my dream of becoming a famous YouTuber. And I do like a reading workshop lesson. I do a writing workshop lesson. And then in addition to that, I make 5 one-on-one phone calls a day on FaceTime, where each kid gets me for 30 minutes one time a week. And we usually set a reading goal, a writing goal, a math goal. I check in on them social, emotionally.
So what are the pros and the cons right now? I imagine that it's really connecting, but also really time consuming and difficult.
It's been really hard to check in really how the kids are doing. Are they doing the work? Throughout our day at school, there's so many interruptions that now, like, my focus is 100% on the learning.
Yeah.
But the hardest thing is, like, you know, last week, a child looked at me right into the FaceTime camera and said, "Mrs. Proos, I just miss seeing you in person." And it just melted my heart because I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Jen is an amazing teacher, and distance learning has her doing things she never thought she'd do. Teachers are adapting, and it's amazing, including one kindergarten teacher who started broadcasting her lessons 2 months ago and now has over 100,000 students. That would be a lot, even for Jen. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from the Disney Bundle. Now get Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus together for just $12.99 a month at disneyplus.com/Disney Bundle. Far off galaxies, blockbusters, and the greatest stories ever told on Disney Plus. Originals, current series, and the largest streaming TV library on Hulu. Exclusive sports and originals on ESPN Plus. All only $12.99 a month. Don't just get one when you can get three. Includes Hulu ad-supported plan. Access content from each server separately. We get support from a company that really makes me smile. Unique Vintage. Founded by a woman for women, UniqueVintage.com has your summer fashion covered with the cutest vintage-inspired contemporary fashion with a retro-inspired twist. We're talking dresses, skirts, tops, shoes, the most flattering and unique swimwear, accessories, and so much more. All in a fully inclusive size range from extra small to 5X. One of my favorite things about this website is that you can sort by era, so 20s, 30s, 70s, like whatever. Whether you're heading out or you're hanging at home, Unique Vintage has your look covered in their high-quality, highly affordable styles. Check out the new summer collection featuring rainbow, gingham, and flirty fruit prints. They're so cute. Plus, Unique Vintage favorites in vibrant colors to help you start the season in style. Let me tell you, I have worn Unique Vintage on TV shows for appearances. I've worn it out and about with friends. And every time I wear it, someone stops me or someone Instagrams me and says, "Where did you get that dress? Where did you get that shirt?" I am obsessed with Unique Vintage. And to all the guys that are listening, don't worry, because Unique Vintage even has a few things for you, like short sleeve button-ups, vintage-inspired tees, and denim. Get 20% off your first order by using UniqueVintage.com and entering promo code SMILE. That's UniqueVintage.com, promo code SMILE.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Miss Megan's Camp Kindergarten. All right, well, we're going to get started by singing a hello song to see how everybody is feeling.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Missing face-to-face time with your teacher can be tough on a kid. But there are some teachers online who are making sure that kids at home have a friendly face to see every day.
How's everybody feeling today?
Good.
Thumbs up.
That's Megan Jessen, a former kindergarten teacher and mom of two who started a Facebook group called Miss Megan's Camp Kindergarten. Streaming on Facebook Live out of her home in Illinois since mid-March, her online classroom has exploded into more than 100,000 kids. And she's one of the people who's inspiring Jen. What do you think about the teachers that are doing these kinds of things?
I watched Megan, and I love her because she's so real. This morning was logged on, and her kids weren't ready. They had a rough night and a hard time getting out of bed because there was a thunderstorm last night or something, and she was doing her daughter's hair, like, on the air.
And she films every single weekday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern for an hour from her home in Lake Bluff, Illinois.
Around a tree, that's the way we make a three. Down.
So Miss Megan usually starts off her lessons by singing or playing the guitar and really sort of ends things by reading a children's book.
This is called Mr. Brown Can Moo. Can you? By Dr. Seuss. Can you moo like a cow?
Moo.
Very good.
So Jen, how are you keeping things fresh? It sounds like it would just, I don't know, it'd be really tough to mix things up and keep the kids interested when you can't actually see them in person.
Last week, I had my husband record a read aloud for my class.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. My name's Mr. Proust, but my friends call me Mr. Proust.
And it was awesome. He's very entertaining to watch. And
He doesn't take himself too seriously. And I got so many emails and messages about how all the families loved watching Mr. Pruse read Dr. DeSoto.
Okay, so Jen, best teacher ever. There's so many educators out there doing so much great work, you included. And I would love to know who in your mind is your best teacher ever.
I had a teacher in eighth grade, Miss Paskovich, who then was my 11th grade English teacher. And she was the best teacher I ever had, not just because of instruction, but because she taught me to believe in myself. And I remember I studied so hard for this math test and I got an F.
Right.
I didn't understand. I worked so hard. I walked into her classroom and she saw immediately the look on my face. She pulled me outside and she said, "What's going on?" And I told her. And she said, "Did you study really hard?" And I said, "I did. I really did." And she said, "And you put your best effort forward?" I said, "Yes." And she said, "That's all that matters."
Oh.
That's the power of a teacher.
My gosh, I love that. Jen, thank you so much for just taking time. And for all the teachers out there, happy Teacher Appreciation Month. You deserve years of appreciation. Jen, thanks for being that person.
Thank you, Nikki. I love you so much.
Love you. You made me smile. Okay, that's our story for today. And here are a few more things to make you smile.
Hi, my name is Brogan, and I am a fourth grade teacher in Tacoma Park, Maryland. On Friday, I held a virtual community circle meeting with my students around the topic of gratitude. My students expressed gratitude for their health and that of their families, as well as for the healthcare heroes in our nation and across the world. I'm so incredibly grateful to have a wonderful community of 25 kind and thoughtful 9 and 10-year-olds that brighten my day each and every day.
My sister Jessica is a special education teacher in an elementary school in New York City. Many of her students end up in her fourth grade class after being pushed through the system for years and are basically seen as hopeless and unreachable. Jessica disagrees. In her words, she creates a culture in her class for them to be comfortable. She teaches her kids acceptance and hope. My little sister, Miss Jessica, is a teacher and she makes me proud every day.
So what's making you smile today? Send us a voice memo to smile@wondery.com and we might share it on the show. I'm your host, Nikki Boyer. Our theme song is Smile by Ryan Ennis. Thank you so much to Jen Pruse for being on today's show. If you like our show, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review. And swipe over our cover art for links and offers from our sponsors and our email address, where you can send voice memos about what's making you smile. By submitting a voice memo, you consent for us to use it on the show. Have a great day and see you tomorrow.
Hey, I'm Brooke.
And I'm Arisha. We're the hosts of Wondery's show, Even the Rich, where we get up close and personal with some of the most famous dynasties the world has ever seen.
In our next 4-part series, we're bringing you the crazy love story of Jay-Z and Beyoncé. What happens when two of the biggest stars on the planet fall in love, launch a billion-dollar empire, and almost lose it all?
To find out, subscribe now to Even the Rich on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
Want to listen to Even the Rich ad-free? Head over to WonderyPlus.com/RICH.